Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on TikTok.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100CA1.
Today's cattle futures market was under pressure here, with the live cattle anywhere from $70 to $1.30 lower, and the feeder cattle unchanged to about $1.15 lower. The strongest feeder cattle month was the August, only down two at $137.02, and the weakest was the November, down $1.15 at $139.60. Live cattle, similar action here, with August the strongest, down 70 at $98.95, and the weakest was December at $107.02, down $1.35. Technically speaking, we did give up some ground today, but we're still above the 20 and 50-day moving average in the August live cattle. The August feeder cattle, similar here. We were about unchanged with yesterday, and we're still above the important trend lines. So that's a little bit of hope going forward. Today's midday box beef was down 247 on choice at 200.79. Select is 191.78, down 0.1. On 91 loads, the choice select spreads $9.01. There was some cash trade noted in Kansas today at $96.50. So that would be maybe a little bit better than where we saw last week. But overall steady, despite the box beef market being under quite a bit of pressure. These are new lows here for this move on the boxed beef prices.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policy-making opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
The grain futures market today was unchanged here, mixed, I guess I should say. The corn ended up with December down 3.25 at 333.25. We had a second big corn sale out of China. Today's 1.7 million metric tons to go to the 1.365 last week. So these are record corn purchases out of China, right in the face of all this kind of renewed tension, if you will, out of the political side of the market between the U.S. and China. But they are buying corn. So that's a good sign. The soybeans were 3 to 4 cents higher. Chicago wheat was up about 2. Kansas City down about 6 cents. And then the cotton futures down 72 today at 62.63. One really bright spot, despite all this negative economic news, is the Dow Jones, currently up about 400. The S&P's up 16.5. The NASDAQ is actually the only equity futures contract lower on the day. But overall, we're finding quite a bit of strength here in the economy, which long-term should be helpful to other parts here, including the agriculture sector and commodities. The crude oil right now in August is up 12 cents at 40.22. Natural gas is up 0.3 in August at 174.20. Those oil and gas and equity markets have really held together pretty well, despite all the major shifts in economic activity.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.